This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Good morning. We're through, I think, the first week of coronavirus.
Yes.
First week we paid attention to it.
Yes.
True.
More like
the
it.
First week that the world
the
started
week,
shutting down.
The first week it affected, you know, us.
Yes.
So it affected my parents in Florida who are living their life like everything's normal.
Right. Well, when did the sports stuff start? Last Friday, right? Like a week ago from Friday. It's when all the sports stuff happened and the NBA started shutting down.
Mm-hmm.
And then everything started getting canceled. Schools were canceling. And then it got bigger in Wisconsin. Now 383 confirmed cases and 4 deaths in Wisconsin from coronavirus. All of them older men. We found out a lot more about them as over the weekend. I'm sure you can read all about that if you want to, but still, people are...
So we doubled it over the weekend, wasn't it 2 when we left on Friday?
Something like that, yeah.
It was 2, not something like that. Yeah. It was 2.
Yeah, I don't remember the exact number, though.
It was 2, so we doubled it over the week. In 2 days, we doubled it. Now start doing the math as you double it as we
Did
go.
You see, California was shut down completely. Their beaches were slammed with people, and their national parks were slammed with people.
Uh-huh.
Everybody went outdoors. So, I didn't see many people out this weekend because it was a crappy weekend to go out at all.
I didn't leave. I don't know if anyone was out.
You didn't leave at all?
No. You weren't. Where was I going to go? They told you not to go out.
I went for a drive. I had to get out of my house and drive around.
Fine. Get in the car with my kids and drive around then. How fun. No.
Right.
No.
I forgot you have kids.
We didn't leave.
I forgot you have children.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. You don't understand what it's going to feel like when you really can't leave. Riggs are just like, I'm good.
Oh, I can't because I don't have kids. I don't understand what it's like to have kids. You can't leave with kids.
The ninth drive is going to get old, bro.
Uh-huh.
The 10th and the 11th.
For you,
like,
yes.
Well, this was fun.
Stay inside. Wash your damn hands.
Yes.
Still adhere to that stuff.
Yeah.
Because that's what's going to stop the spread of this. And the quicker you do that, the quicker we can get through this, the quicker we can get back to normal, right?
The quicker you stay home.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
It's Kiss FM.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Hi.
What up?
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Okay, so this is getting good. Apparently, a longer call of Taylor Swift and Kanye West got released. This all happened back in 2016. And then not only did he record himself on the phone with her, he then went and put it on the internet, but it was an edited version.
Uh-huh.
And Taylor Swift at the time said, this is BS, you know, basically that they were just being bullies and trying to make her look bad. And the internet blew up on her. The internet went off on her. They did bully her for a long time.
Yeah.
People hated Taylor Swift because of it.
Yeah.
It became a whole thing. So now a longer call got released, which I have not listened to, but it basically, you know, they said just verifies everything Taylor said about the phone call the whole time.
Oh.
And so people were going off about it on Tumblr, which is one of the things she likes to use, Taylor Swift.
Uh-huh.
So she was liking comments as people were writing them. That was kind of how we knew that Taylor Swift agreed with what people said.
Just watching.
Here's an example of what a fan wrote. How I sleep at night knowing we were right all this time and now we have the receipts to prove it. Talking about we have the audio now. Taylor Swift liked that. Yeah.
Ooh.
So you kind of knew where she stood. Then her best friend, Todrick Hall, went online and even used the word nincompoop, if you're ready for
that. Oh,
my
God.
That's such a good word. This is Taylor Swift's
great.
Best friend on social. My heart breaks listening to that phone call. The fact that she even picked up the phone and wasted her valuable time to listen to that nincompoop speak is just a testament to how great a human she is. Hashtag Kanye West is over party. Yeah. Yeah.
Awesome.
So, and then he said, the sad part is I'm sure there'll be no apology from him or the millions of people who took those gifts of a conversation and trailer of an actual conversation as fact without ever hearing the convo in full.
The shade is real.
Yeah. Yeah. He said, how does someone orchestrate a filming, not tell the unaware co-star, and still not be able to deliver an even semi-charming pitch to make themselves not look like a creepy, fame-hungry musical villain? That's what he called Kanye West.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mic drop.
Yeah, and then at the time, you know, what Taylor Swift had claimed back when the original call came out with Kanye in 2016 was that he didn't tell her about the lyric in the song, I Made That Bitch Famous, which is what he says about Taylor. No, he didn't tell her that. All he said was, can you share my song on your Twitter account? Yeah, so it was really just him saying, can you share it? But and she even said, no, you need to be worried about the misogynistic way you're talking in songs. And no, I won't share it. And then the song came out and she heard it.
I love that this has come out now during the whole coronavirus outbreak.
Because
these extended cut versions of
the
old
new
phone calls and everything. Yes.
I'm in.
Those two, yes.
I'm in.
Can we talk about documentaries later? Because I found another one that's amazing.
Oh, God, of course you did.
Another one. Another one. It's great.
I'm shocked.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. It's a Riggs and Allie Rewind. You know, in case you missed it the first time.
We're here. We're not going anywhere.
That's right.
We've been quarantined. With some of us, like, living with our mother. Like, when you live with your mom, you're quarantined with your mom.
She lives with me, Riggs, and you know that's the case. But it might not be the case for much longer after
she
what went
right
down.
You. What happened?
Dude.
I said all they did was drink all weekend, so God only knows before they kill each other. It's only a matter of time.
She was drunk all weekend. I only drank yesterday, and I was pretty toasty yesterday. It was a beautiful thing. But the reason I started drinking yesterday was because I was stressed out. I wake up in the morning. I open up the trash can to throw something out. And I see in the trash can the butt ends of a loaf of bread just thrown out like they're nothing.
Mm-hmm. Was there a bag in the can or no?
There was a bag with the butt ends of the bread thrown away.
The butt ends that nobody uses, got it.
Yeah.
That everybody throws away, got it. Or gives to my dog. The heel, thank you.
The heel of the bread, yes.
My own mother didn't know that is my favorite part of the bread. I love the heel.
Riggs, does anybody like the end of the bread?
Apparently Gibbons does. This is strange.
It's called the heel for a reason.
I know. It's like, it's disgusting.
Does he think he was cheated because somebody actually threw this away?
Yes, he does, damn it!
That's the nastiest, nubbiest part of the bread.
And it's not even a full size of bread. Like slice of bread.
No, it's
like smaller.
It's all crust.
And the crust on the top is really thin. So
I love it.
It's all crust, dude. That's gross.
Bro,
did you fish it out of the trash?
Oh, God, I'm going to puke. He did.
No, okay.
He did, liar.
Look at my face. I wanted to, and I BS'd you not. I wanted to, but Mom G had already thrown used coffee grinds on top of it, and I couldn't bring myself to do it. I have my limits, thank you very much.
Sure.
You eat the heel of the bread. You don't have limits or boundaries, okay?
Do you eat the heel of the bread?
Yes, I love it.
No, you text to 71037. No, I think you're the only one that does.
No,
I think
way.
Anybody else
when
does.
When I was a kid, I loved the end of a French bread. I loved hard bread. Now I actually like bread to be good.
71037, you can chime in. You're disgusting, Gibbons. It's Kiss FM.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
What I'm really more concerned about right now is the fact that our friend Gibbons eats the heel of the bread. We just found out that you were probably
45 today. Thank you. I feel better now.
One of the very few people who eats the heels of the bread. Both of us had questions, Allie and I, off the air, and I said, screw this. We're going to talk about this again because...
Well, I didn't believe it. And then you were like, no, I really do like the heel. And I'm like, is that like a childhood thing?
Bro, you know what? It might
be. I said, because it's like when I used to like the end of a French loaf bread, even though it tore up the roof of my mouth and it was hard as a rock. As an adult, I would never eat that heel.
It's like the nub of the Panera bread when somebody has Panera at the office. And that's one that's left. There's just a bunch of the little end chubs. Those are the worst.
The worst.
Some of my favorite childhood memories do involve the heel end. I always called it the butt end, but it's called the heel end,
so
I guess.
The heel
is there
butt,
some kind of sandwich that you make with the heel that you envision?
Oh my God, yes. It's peanut butter and jelly, and let me tell you why.
Now there's going to be more of a description.
Okay.
There's everyone, in case you don't know what peanut butter and jelly is, let's give you a description.
It's because the heel ends of the bread is not flat. There's a little bit of like a curve to it, so you can like load it up on peanut butter.
So which you don't like crust.
I love crust.
But that's why you like the heel, is because it's thin at the end.
It's all crust. The heel is all crust.
It's literally because I can make a pool of jelly and a pool of peanut butter.
So you put the toppings on the bread side, not the heel, not the burnt side.
No,
they're both heels, I thought.
Because there's two ends of the heels.
Yeah, there's two. So I put but there's the heel end, and under that is an actual piece of bread. So you put on the bread side.
Oh, you use one heel end per sandwich. It's not two heel ends making a sandwich.
Oh, it's two heel ends making the sandwich. Yeah, so I put peanut butter on one, jelly on the other, and slap them together.
Yeah, that's what I'm confused about, Allie. I'm thinking the same thing because he's using two of the ends of the bread. Like if you picture a loaf of bread and you slice it, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He takes the first piece and the last piece and makes
heels.
A sandwich like that.
Uh-huh.
Right.
That's terrifying.
It's delicious.
Terrifying and gross as well.
I think there's a definition of psychopath, and that's up there as well.
You see what I'm saying, Riggs, though, about how that's kind of the sandwich Hudson would want, because for him it would feel like the crust was ripped off.
What, somebody texted into 71037. I love the heels of the bread. It's my favorite part of the bread.
You weirdos.
I wish they made a whole loaf of it. What?
Oh, that'd be a beautiful thing.
Is this from Gibbons' cell phone number? Did you text that in?
I'll make you a loaf with all my ones I don't want.
Give it to me, baby. Give me that stuff.
Gross.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs. Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. In case you missed it the first time, this is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
These two women are with a passion for fabric. They're sewing face masks for healthcare workers because there's a shortage. Face masks are being hard to come by with healthcare workers. I've gotten multiple texts and Facebook messages from nurses saying, if you have any at home, take them to a place where if you're going to drop them off some extra ones.
Yeah.
Because they need it to stop. I mean, they're on the front lines of this disease. Now, the ones that these women are making, they're just fabric. So they're more protecting healthcare workers from touching their face. It's not going to protect. It's not like an N95 mask, which is the top of the line surgical mask that you would want in a healthcare facility. Like my mom uses these N95 masks. I put a picture of it on our Instagram. She's on like the front lines too down there.
I don't even know.
South Carolina.
Am I the only one that got lost because Riggs was so excited talking so fast? I don't even know what's going on right
face
now.
Masks.
I need to take my medicine.
Face masks.
I heard the face mask, but then like, and then my mom and da da da. You know, like when he gets excited about a documentary and he starts talking fast, and then you're like, wait, slow down. I don't know what's happening anymore.
There's a woman making
face masks
for healthcare workers. Yes. Thank you, Allie.
Now, what's the N95 mask? Is that the
those are the like high-grade surgical ones that you can purchase through like a healthcare provider, or those are the ones that they wear in surgery. Like those are the
find those?
You can buy them on Amazon. I used to have the N95 masks.
I just met with the shortage.
No.
I doubt it.
No,
I bet you can't find them anymore.
No.
Yeah.
I remember when the swine flu went around, I bought some face masks because I was freaking out. And the ones that I bought were N95 masks. And I remember I bought them and the doctor that I know in my life was like, you got N95 masks? Why don't you give those to me? Because I can actually use them. You can just use the little cheap ones that you get at Walgreens that they hand out in the lobby
sometimes.
Is that
why you refused to freak out when this happened? Because you freaked out over swine flu and nobody else did? And now is that what is really going on here?
I'm always prepared, man.
I mean, you bought face masks for swine flu, brah.
Yeah.
Come on.
Oh, yeah.
That's more than prepared. That's almost crazy.
Yeah. Did a little research here.
Yes.
Apparently, you can find N95 masks on Amazon. A 20-pack is $69.99 with fastest delivery by the middle of April.
Really? Yeah,
okay,
says they're in
so
stock.
They're not in stock.
Right? By the middle of April. There you go.
Middle of April.
So wash your hands.
March 23rd.
Wash them hands. It's 103.7 KISS FM.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. Riggs and Allie, Rewind.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
All right, so here's the deal. We don't want anyone to get coronavirus. We don't want to laugh about it, except this one person who's in solitary confinement. And quite frankly, we don't care if he gets it.
This is the one.
We don't care if he gets it.
Allie, when I saw this notification, my wife told me, and I went, oh, cool. What do you want for dinner?
Literally, I went, oh, Harvey Weinstein has coronavirus? Who the hell cares?
Oh, my God. Who the hell cares?
For once, somebody can sit there and just be sick and I don't care and in solitary confinement. Fine with me. Uh-huh. Harvey Weinstein,
Bye. Nobody
cares. He's one of two prisoners who has it in a New York prison. Now, we don't want the prison and everyone else to... Well, I don't know what these people did. I just know Harvey Weinstein I could give a damn about because of all the things he did. He's in prison for rape and sexual assault, has been convicted. He sounds like he tormented women in Hollywood for years, making them sleep with him to make them think they were getting a part that they never got. He tried to pressure some very famous agents. A-listers. Some actually did sleep with him and openly admitted that they did it to get a role, which is sad.
Yep.
However, at the end of the day, he's now in prison and he now has coronavirus.
Bye.
And he had been in solitary confinement, which is ironic.
Yep.
So long.
Yep, bye.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
A lot of people working from home now. A lot of people also have their kids at home as well, which has created quite the conundrum, I'm sure, for many of people.
Good times.
And this meme, I know I don't have children, but I can only imagine what could come out of this. I'm sure you could probably have a couple stories to tell, Allie. If you're working from home, tell us something that your kids did, but refer to them as coworkers.
Oh.
All right? So instead of saying my kids today, your coworkers, because that's your work environment now. So if you're working from home, text into 71037, or you can call 414-799-1037. Something that your kids did, but call them your coworkers.
So I already did this. My coworkers trashed my house. They peed all over the toilet seat. They ate all the quarantine snacks. They thought I wouldn't notice, but I did.
Oh. They always do that.
They ate all the goldfish. My coworkers are jerks, okay?
The coworkers aren't any different at the office here, though. They always take your food. Remember somebody took your food once and that you've never found out who that was? Never.
I already know what I'm mad at Givens about, if you really want me to go there, because I bet everybody else in the room forgot, but I didn't.
What now?
Because he's my child, too.
Yes.
Givens. So my coworker came into the office on Friday, looked at me and said, "Have a great weekend," and then walked out. But the only problem was, guess who's responsible for Lysoling that whole room I was sitting in?
He didn't do it when he left?
So Givens walks out. I go, hey, are you responsible for wiping down this room I'm sitting in right now? As he's waving goodbye for the weekend.
You had one job, Givens.
One job during coronavirus. And did he think because there was only like three of us here, he didn't have to do it anymore? I don't know. I looked at him, I go, Bro. And what did my child Givens do? He came back and Lysoled the whole room.
Good.
Including my whole desk.
And I honest to God apologize. I was just trying
as quickly as possible. Of all the times to forget your job.
Come on. There's a pandemic situation, Givens.
I said I'm sorry and I made good.
There's so few people here. We're using like three rooms in the whole building. The one room he had to Lysol.
I'm trying, man.
71037. You can text or call 799-1037. My coworker took a dump outside in my yard and then came inside and tracked mud everywhere.
Oh, God.
That's my coworker, though.
Jeez.
What your kids do, but instead say coworkers.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. It's a Riggs and Allie rewind. You know, in case you missed it the first time.
Time for hell to the no. Hell no, no. Has anybody else started resorting to cleaning things that you would never think about cleaning because you're stuck in your house?
Yes. And I've also resorted to doing every Instagram challenge I swore I'd never do. As I just did 10 push-ups in the studio for the Instagram, whatever the hell this day challenge is.
What is it? C10, do 10?
I don't know. I'm in.
I challenge you.
You send me a challenge, I'm in because I got nothing else to do.
And same thing. I don't do challenges either, but then I get tagged. I'm like, all right, what else am I going to do? What else? Speaking of cleaning, I was cleaning out. There's a refrigerator. Cleaning out the back of it. You ever go into the back of the refrigerator, the very back part?
It's a dark, dirty place.
There is an entire package of turkey that had slid back behind the drawer. I don't know how. There were only like two slices left. So it was very thin and slid back behind this little, and it just found, I don't know how long it's been there, but that wasn't turkey when I was done opening the package. It was disgusting. It was a hell to the no. Mm. There's a beer fridge that we had. I don't even know why there was lunch meat in our beer fridge.
Why was there lunch meat in the beer fridge to begin with? That's another hell to the no.
Put it there. Yes. It's for beer only. Lunch meat in there.
I told you I finally took my Christmas lights down when people finally started leaving them up.
Put them up for hope, Allie. They want to look beautiful
this
morning.
You know what I hope I can go to Target in a few days, and I can't, okay? Here's what I hope.
Allie, we got a text to 71037 that I think you could definitely relate to.
Oh, no, what?
Two kids at home getting homeschooled, and the school only issued one iPad for the kids.
Okay, so I thought about this. My kids, so Owen came home with one, second grade, which I was super grateful. I couldn't believe they sent him home with one. I was like, wow, he has an iPad. That's awesome. This is helpful.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Luckily, Hudson can use Owen's iPad to get into the school programs like Seesaw, all these things parents use. But I thought, what if I didn't have a computer or an iPad or
what would
my kid do?
Uh-huh. I don't know what your kid would do. I have no idea.
For digital learning, like thinking of really people that struggle who don't have money to like, you know.
Not everybody has
an iPad or a computer at home.
I would love to know what the school's plan is for people like that because I'm sure that not everybody has access to that at home.
Well,
a lot of people
I'm in a richer suburb. We're good.
Right. But I'm saying there are a lot of people that don't. People that rely on the school for meals. I can't imagine. If you're relying on a school for meals.
So many.
Can you imagine?
No. So many.
Gibbons, did you have a hell to the no with your mother over the weekend?
Because I know
you live with your mom.
She lives with me, Riggs, and you know it.
Sorry.
This woman, God bless her, I love her to death, has been leaving used tissues all over the place and reusing tissues. And I'm like, bro, use it once, throw it away.
But Ryan, I've got my tissue bag here, and she's carrying around a bag of used tissues. I'm like, throw that ish in the big ass trash can, use it, and dump it.
Get her a handkerchief. She sounds old-fashioned.
Oh, Riggs, she grabbed the handkerchief.
She grabbed one.
She grabbed one and started to use it. When she blew her nose in that, I nearly vomited. And I was like, just use tissues and throw them. Ow! Oh.
That sucks, living with your mom when she's doing that kind of stuff.
She lives with me,
sorry.
Briggs.
I misspoke.
Why are you saying I'm sorry? It's true.
I misspoke.
He lives with his mom. I mean,
I'm being sarcastic.
I hate you.
I wasn't.
I hate you both.
When I go to their house, they both live there.
Yeah, true.
He lives with his mom.
True.
She lives. We live together, okay? But she lives with me.
It's all the same.
I'm just trying to.
You got a hell to the no? Something. Maybe it's this something that's coming up this week that you're not looking forward to is a hell to the no. 71037, or you can call us 414-799-1037. It's Kiss FM.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. It's a Riggs and Allie rewind. You know, in case you missed it the first time.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
All right, so we got to talk about coronavirus and who is it affected, who is it not. We found out last week what a lot of the NBA was infected, or at least it was had been spreading. We knew we had a bunch of positives.
Andy Cohen over the weekend.
Andy Cohen, which, you know, he had been doing his show from his house.
Watch What Happens Live, that one?
Yeah, and he has a podcast. He has a ton of stuff he does. Uh-huh. He's like he has a lot of jobs. He's like the Ryan Seacrest of like NBC almost. So or Bravo, I mean.
Uh-huh.
So he posted that, but he was like, I haven't been feeling well. When I went back and looked, I realized he did look like crap in some of those pictures, but I just thought he was at home in his robe.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then you're like, oh, people are sick and hiding it until they get a positive.
Yeah.
Because in some of these areas, because New York is like insane right now.
Yeah.
Insane. I can't even.
New York and California and Washington are like the three hot spots in the country right now. And they're saying even that there's a website I found on social media, your pandemic footprint. It says like basically how many people you interact with on a day-to-day basis.
Mm-hmm.
If you've traveled to any of those hot spots and who you interact with in your house. And it says like how many people you could potentially impact or infect if you were.
All the people that ported on these cruise ships, not in New York. Now they're, but they ported in Florida, and Florida's not even shut down. So it's like you have people coming in on cruise ships in Florida, then getting on a plane, then breaking this down on the news was making my head explode. Then getting on a plane, and then just picture a fly flying off into the world.
Yes.
So they're flying off into the world in every direction, spread.
Not knowing.
Shut it down, people.
Not knowing either.
Clue.
There was an Apple TV thing that just dropped with Oprah. She just did one with Idris Elba. Yes, mm-hmm. I can't even say his name.
I messed it up because I was saying it wrong.
Well,
hot guy.
Right. Well, she was talking to him because he tested positive, and he was saying how he, even after like early March, since he thought that he was infected, has no symptoms at all.
None.
Which is. He's like, I'm getting towards the end of my quarantine, but I don't want to go out because he doesn't, who knows?
What did I say on Friday that they said?
Who
four
knows?
Out of five people who transmit it don't know they have it. Four
right.
out of five. Yeesh. That's crazy. Okay.
Did we say the douche, by the way,
no,
real
we
quick?
Didn't say
he doesn't deserve
Harvey
much
Weinstein
time.
Has contracted it, and for once, we don't care. He's in solitary confinement, which makes
God,
you wonder.
Who the hell
makes you wonder.
Can.
Is he really in solitary? Where's Harvey Weinstein, really? This is how you bust cheaters. This is how you bust all kinds of people. You're like, well, Harvey Weinstein was supposed to be in solitary, but look at that. He's contracted a virus that had to be given to him from a person. Well, looky here. And then you see all these other people. You're like, oh, really? You haven't left the house in 2 weeks. Your man comes home with it. You're like, oh, really?
Oh, really?
I'll say it.
Oh, really?
I hope Harvey Weinstein got this from a person, and that person's name is Bubba, and we'll leave it at that, okay? That's all I'm saying.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. In case you missed it the first time, this is a Riggs and Allie rewind. Yeah.
So this weekend was very interesting with the quarantine, well, the self-quarantining. Most people are ignoring it. Every time I see the store packed, I'm like, you better really need what you went there for. Like, you better really need that right now.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh.
You dummies.
I went to the Target and the Pick and Save both because they're next to each other to stock up.
Only
and
when it's a necessity, though.
When it was a necessity. Mm-hmm. Yes, stocked up for at least a week or so, and it was pandemonium.
Insane.
Pandemonium. Yeah. I was like,
well, you've gotten to the point now where all the people who were laughing a week ago aren't laughing anymore.
Yeah.
And they're actually taking it seriously like they should have been from the start because we've already now in the past week spread to a ton of people while those people were laughing, not thinking.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I digress. So this is going to be what triggers us in the end. Trigger!
Oh, hell yeah.
So I learned a couple new things over the weekend.
Oh, yeah?
I didn't kill my kids. It was our first weekend home alone. I thought for sure they're going to go crazy. They surprisingly were very good. I mean, Hudson still isn't listening, but yesterday they went outside and I was sitting in the living room and all I could hear was them screaming in the backyard. Aww. And I said, you have a whole backyard. You've got a freaking rainbow play system. Put on your boots. Who cares if you get muddy? Run, 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 Forrest, run.
Yeah.
And I could hear them screaming in the backyard, and I'd mute the TV for a second, and I had the news on. I'd hear them screaming.
At each other or just screaming
yeah,
like children
each other,
scream?
At okay. each other or whatever. And I'd be like, eh, whatever. And I'd turn the TV back on. I'm like, whatever, kill yourselves. I finally went out there. I said, are you fighting? They go, we're just having fun. I go, great. So every time I heard them screaming, I just rolled my eyes and kept moving. I'm yeah. like, somebody could be literally on top of somebody out there, and I wouldn't know right now. Hey. Hashtag quarantine parenting, okay?
You're now, still the world's okayest quarantine mom.
I'm still the world's okayest quarantine mom. Uh-huh. So the kids surprisingly did okay. Again, date, let's give us a couple weeks, and we'll tell you when we're losing it. Yeah. But I made wings last night.
Nice.
I've never actually made wings in my whole life.
Never?
I had looked up every way to make them. People, no, I always go out for them. People had told me to use an air fryer, which I don't have.
That's a great name.
They said wings with the air fryer is money, especially with keto.
Yeah.
So I made them in the oven. I just baked them with, you know, some seasoning, a little package of wing seasoning.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Baked them. Awesome. I bought a movie on demand. My kids bought Onward.
What'd
well,
you
I
buy?
Bought Onward. Onward.
Oh, Onward. Okay.
Which we had already seen in the theater, but my kids go, did you know that every movie's out now? And I go, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Hudson goes, Sonic's no longer in theaters. Sonic's on we can buy it, Mom. And I'm like, damn. So yeah. I thought that was cool how they've literally taken every movie from the theater and put it for sale.
Yeah.
You can just buy them. Because we saw Onward a week ago. We can buy it now. It's amazing.
Oh, yeah. There was one called The Invisible Man I wanted to see that looks cool. That's
oh,
now
yeah.
on demand. Yeah. Like you can see it on demand now. That's so cool.
Very yeah. cool. Yeah. They're all on demand. These movies you thought you were going to have to wait for. You have to buy them, but they're there, yeah. you know?
Now, at least I got to make their money. Theaters,
well, that's what I mean. We want
companies.
Them to. Yeah. yeah.
Question for Allie, the mom at home, because I have seen yeah. on my Facebook feed throughout the weekend, parents getting like planning lessons for school from the school
oh,
over the
God.
Weekend.
Yes.
Are your kids good to go? Did you get planning okay. lessons? What's the
now,
deal with that?
I don't know how the teachers do it. But I have gotten so many emails, and they even say in the emails, sorry for all the emails, because you have two different kids, so you got two different teachers, or maybe three or four.
Yeah.
So you're trying to keep it all situated, because most of it's online. Now, I know we'll be coasting in like a week, but right now, I thought my head was going to explode last night.
Oh.
And this morning, I'm like, okay, so to my nanny, here's the deal. You're going to have to be their teacher.
Enter new,
like
job enter new job
it
responsibilities.
Was I go, welcome yeah. to the job, Ella. I'm out and you're in. Oh, darn, I got to work.
Shucks.
Here's all their here's their workload.
She can add it to her resume.
She could.
Teacher. She
true.
Could now. Right?
I
quarantine
think so.
Teaching. Why not?
I think so.
Oh, you can text
God.
Us anytime. 71037. It's Kiss FM.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
You can always catch up with our show on demand at 1037kissfm.com.
This is what I have that just
what if we
came
just,
through.
Just say so, this because we're all going to learn this right now because
yeah,
I just got the alert as well.
Tony Evers announced that the safer at home order is probably coming tomorrow. He announced that this morning. Now, what that means is it encourages people to stay at home rather than make, quote, unnecessary trips.
Right.
Unquote. Order it online. Order it the pickup. Don't go unless you don't need more bottled water. You have water in your sink. Okay. Let me give you examples of necessary trips.
I'd like to paint my kitchen. Let's go out to the
Let's go to Home Depot
and buy some paint. Yes.
Unnecessary.
Not qualified.
Unnecessary.
Order online or something, man.
Yes.
So that's expected to come tomorrow, but that obviously still allows essential care and services people to continue traveling to and from work, meaning healthcare, et cetera. So
uh-huh.
we're expecting that to come down tomorrow, officially, the Safer at Home Act in Wisconsin. Yes, Givens.
Hand raised.
And that's all from Tony Evers. Yes.
Honest question. Yeah. Now, me and Mama G at our place are loaded yeah. up on food for weeks.
Good.
But if people need to go to the supermarket,
you have to. Like, if
yes. I mean, okay, that's, I didn't
no,
know.
No, that's a fair question.
Okay.
Yeah, I didn't mean to. Does that sound snappy the
a little
way
bit,
I said that?
Yeah,
no,
a
no,
bit.
No. That was like a.
Very, yes.
Okay, fine. You know, I don't know my tone at times.
Yeah, we got
that
you.
Was more of like a yeah. duh to me. Yes. So, like, I get it. You need milk.
Yeah.
I get it. Like, you might need formula milk, things for children or yourself. I consider that necessities when you're down to nothing. But there are ways to have it delivered. There are ways to do pickup and not go in a store.
Right.
I see a lot of people in stores. And even over the weekend, I had to go get something just for work. It was like imperative. I needed it so we could broadcast. Yeah. It was like, okay, this is an essential trip for me. And all I could think was, look at all these people shopping in like the home section where you don't need any. You don't need a rug right now.
It's not essential.
You don't need a rug. Nah, like, go home. Like, why are you out right now?
I've forbidden my wife to go shopping because she's a shopper. She looks at shelves like, oh, I'm going to look at this and that. I'm like, no, if you have to go for something, go for what you need, get it, leave.
I
like,
go
in,
go
out.
Target
go in
too,
and out.
Bitch.
In and out.
Yes. Trust me.
Right?
I want to go to Target too.
You do.
So, we're all in this together.
We are all in this together. That's for sure.
Twitching. I'm twitching.
So
I'm twitching.
Don't get triggered. That's what we've all learned right now.
Breaking.
It's the Target twitch.
It is.
They haven't been to Target in 2 weeks.
Must twitch. Spend $300.
Itching.
Going in for one thing, leaving with 50.
Next
must overspend.
Itching.
Catch up with the show on demand at 1037kissfm.com or listen to us anytime with the radio.com app. It's free. Wash your hands. Social distancing. Do it all.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com.